As the Omicron variant sends a fourth wave of patients to hospitals across southern Africa, leaders there and across the continent are pointing fingers at wealthy nations. Special correspondent Michael Boleke reports from Uganda.
It's approaching high season as the summer begins in the southern hemisphere. But tourist spots in Cape Town are abandoned. The hotels and restaurants are empty as South Africa's hospitals begin to fill up, jammed with patients infected with both Omicron and Delta coronavirus variants. Joe Pachler is the Minister of Health for South Africa.
The number of cases in the fourth wave have exceeded the peaks of the third, the second, and the first waves.
The Omicron variant was first detected in southern Africa last month, and Africa accounts for nearly half of the Omicron cases reported across the globe. Africa's CDC Director John Kengasong says COVID-19 infections are surging on the continent, and research is underway to see if Omicron is fueling that surge. Latest figures from the World Health Organization show the African continent has reported close to 200,000 new cases in just the last week.
If you now look at the different regions, you see where are a lot of the cases coming from. 79% of the cases are coming from Southern Africa.
The discovery of Omicron triggered a cascade of reaction, with many countries closing their borders to South Africans and foreign tourists staying away. This sparked a wave of outrage and cries of betrayal across Africa. Ugandan healthcare activist Sylvia Nakasi says the decision to call out South Africa was rushed.
When you think back, you say, is it because it's an African country that has announced? Because other variants have been found in India and other countries, UK, but we didn't hear that rushed decision to travel bans.
The tourist industry was set to rebound this holiday season after 2 years of the pandemic, and those who rely on tourists to make a living are worried about what's yet to come. Patson Makasa sells African art and fabric to tourists who come to Cape Town's world-famous beaches.
I can't survive without tourism. You know, here in Cape Town, it is a tourism industry.
Survival, whether economic or health-related, that's the concern for millions of people across the continent. Africa's attempts to fight the coronavirus have been undermined by the lack of vaccines, but also the slow uptake of the available doses due to hesitancy among the population. There are also distribution challenges like the lack of cold storage facilities and poor road infrastructure, which has made it difficult to access communities in remote areas. While wealthy nations were buying up the lion's share of vaccines, African nations waited for months for the first vaccines to begin to trickle in. A mistrust of vaccines continues to haunt the continent, even in countries like Ghana that have enough vaccines to go around.
I don't want to take the vaccine because I am scared I may suffer some side effects. I have not been infected with COVID-19, so I don't see the need to take the jab.
I think that the vaccine is very dangerous, which has serious effects when we get it infected in our system. And I don't believe I'll get coronavirus.
In East Africa, Uganda has announced its first cases of Omicron. Health Minister Jane Ruth Acheng says the government is ramping up efforts to get vaccines into communities.
The more COVID-19 circulates among the communities, the more opportunities the virus has to change or mutate. It is therefore extremely important that we all work to reduce the circulation of COVID-19 virus to interrupt mutations.
Uganda has so far received more than 20 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines from the US, the UK, Europe and China. More than 7 million of those doses have been administered to a population of about 47 million people.
But in cities across Africa, like Uganda's capital Kampala, business seems to go on as usual in the way it did before the pandemic. People have given up on masks, and in many places, there is virtually no social distancing, a clear sign that Africa's prospects for a full recovery anytime soon are looking grimmer by the day.
Just over 10% of people in Africa have received one dose of a vaccine, compared with more than 60% in North America and Europe. Africa believes it's bearing the brunt of panicked policies from the wealthy Western countries, which hoarded the vaccines, and Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis says they are making Southern Africa a COVID pariah.
The problem is it's now embarrassing for those governments to go back on what they've done. So I think for political reasons, I'm afraid, not for reasons of data or science, it's difficult for them to reverse those travel bans. So we are expecting that it will take some time, but we are not letting them rest. We are working very hard. Our teams are speaking to those governments every day.
Ambassadors to Washington from 16 Southern African countries are calling on the White House to lift travel restrictions, claiming the controls stigmatize Africa and devastate the tourism industry, pushing the hope of economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic even further out of reach for much of the African continent. For the PBS News Hour, I'm Michael Baleke in Kampala.